So you watched the results come in.
Yes.
What kind of emotions, or how did you feel?
Frankly, I must admit, I don't want devolution. That's the last thing, because I think it'll put brother against brother when you've got referendums like that. Perhaps you think I'm exaggerating, but we're too small a country, and you know, I hark back to, well, I just read in this book by Amanda Foreman now on the American Civil War, where people argue over in a country. I know America's much bigger than Wales, Ireland again, the Civil War in Ireland, and I felt if we're going down that road, you know, I was a little bit concerned that maybe there'd be people fighting amongst each other, quarrelling amongst each other, you know, and I felt it was going a little bit down that road, you know. So I'm not a fan of the Welsh Assembly government, or devolution then, I should say, you know. I really, although I'm very proud to be Welsh, you know, and I love Wales, you know, and if I speak to anybody in England, or I've given presentations in England when I was in the police service on various matters, I don't speak nice when I go to England. I'll speak as I speak now, you know. A lot of colleagues will put on an English accent, isn't it, you know, but I won't, you know. So whilst I'm proud to be Welsh, it frightens me about going too much down the road of devolution. I think we're too small, and there are far more pressing matters, you know. My late mother said one day Wales will end up like a little state of Italy, just a tourist attraction, and unfortunately I think we're going down that road. We have very little in the way of manufacturing. I'm not advocating that coal mining should come back, because I'm possibly open cast then, but yeah, so I do get a bit concerned about devolution.